Back now with Day to Day. The summer movie season is over, but don't worry. You can still find guys with guns blowing stuff up on the big screen. Mark Jordan Ligon is here to tell us what the critics are saying about the new releases with Slate's summary judgment.
Hey, parents and kids. It was back to school week, so why not celebrate by going back to the movies? Maybe take in a history lesson with the Western thriller 310 to Yuma, where the kids can learn it's important to be punctual if you're trying to get a killer onto a train. Christian Bale stars as a desperate rancher who agrees to escort vicious criminal Russell Crowe to the train station, where he'll be taken to prison.
William, what the hell are you doing here?
I don't think you're going to shoot a man you admire in the back of the head, boy.
The critics say, all aboard! The Christian Science Monitor raves an excellent Western. Entertainment Weekly calls it sturdy and enjoyable, and USA Today finds 310 to Yuma superbly told, well-paced, and compelling. And for those of you wishing there was a cartoonish action thriller where a tough, carrot-eating hitman protects a baby against ruthless gangsters, well, you're in luck. Here's Clive Owen and Paul Giamatti in Shoot 'Em Up.
I don't even know your real name. Who are you, really, Smith?
I'm a British nanny, and I'm dangerous.
The nation's critics say bring a bulletproof vest and popcorn. An extremely violent, guilty pleasure of a thriller, shouts the Village Voice. Deliriously tasteless and shamelessly entertaining, fires the Minneapolis Star Tribune. And the Hollywood Reporter cheers silly but also undeniably fun, aided greatly by the charismatic Owen and Giamatti. And in limited release is the romantic comedy I Want Someone to Eat Cheese With. Written, directed, and starring Jeff Garlin, best known as the brash manager on HBO's Curb Your Enthusiasm, this time Garlin plays a lonely, struggling Chicago actor who still lives at home with his mother. Bonnie Hunt and Sarah Silverman also star.
Did you want some more ice cream?
No, I really gotta stop eating ice cream. I need to lose some weight.
Yeah, I used to be chubby when I was a little girl.
Yeah, but I'm not a little girl.
No, you're a big girl.
Big pretty girl.
Overall, the critics enjoy this cheese. The New York Times smiles, laid back and affectionate. Premier melts, sweetly neurotic, and the laughs are big. And Newsday says, I Want Someone to Eat Cheese With is painful, funny, and honest. For those of you who don't think food is an important factor in a relationship, just know that the leading cause of many divorces isn't irreconcilable differences, but lactose intolerance.
Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer living in Los Angeles.